PM News Time 5:05. It's Saturday, May 30th. Good evening. I'm Rachel Pearson. 65 degrees in Chicago under mostly sunny skies, going to a low between 45 and 50 degrees. Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Protests over the death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis continue across the country today. And that includes Chicago, where demonstrations have turned to vandalism and violence. WBBM's Jim Goodis joins us live with the latest.
Rachel, I think you can hear the bells that are ringing behind me. Those are the bells for the DeSable Bridge on Michigan Avenue. The city of Chicago raised the bridge as a way to divide up the protesters, some of whom had gone north on Michigan Avenue all the way up to where it merges into Lakeshore Drive and blocked that for a bit. Then as they were coming back, some of the protesters picked up rather large rocks and began throwing them at buildings. They broke in a couple of windows, including the one at the Gucci store, which then several people ran in and looted. At that point, Chicago police moved in, and that's when they raised the bridge to separate the protesters. They have been finding other ways to get around. They're now starting to recongregate on the south side of the Chicago River, and it is not clear whether they are going to recongregate and continue their protest. Some people have been leaving, but there are still thousands of people down here. But despite that, the protest has generally been very peaceful, and most of the protesters, when they see someone acting either in violence or destroying property, have chastised them for it, saying, "That's not the message. That building didn't kill George Floyd. Those flowers," in one case where a woman was trying to dig up a flower garden to destroy it outside of a condominium, they said the flowers didn't kill George Floyd. Their point is that doing these sorts of things sends the wrong message and defeats the purpose of what has otherwise been a peaceful protest. Though some of the protesters say peaceful methods don't work, and the only way that they're going to be heard is if, in fact, they have things like civil disobedience and, in some cases, violence in order to get their message across. We've seen sporadic arrests. Just saw one a few moments ago at the Wrigley Building, not too far from Trump Tower, as police slammed someone to the ground and then handcuffed them and took them away. But generally, the police have been very restrained in their response. In fact, even when protesters would block police cars standing in front of them, say in the middle of Michigan Avenue, the officers would simply wait, talk to the people, and then once the people stepped aside, the officers would move forward. But again, there has been some property damage, there have been some arrests, but generally the protest has remained peaceful here in downtown Chicago. Reporting live on Michigan Avenue, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.